A school for disadvantaged kids in country New South Wales is achieving remarkable success, taking kids expelled or failing at schools and getting them into work or study. With HSC results due Monday, a record 20 students from the not-for-profit school Skillset Senior College have completed Year 12, overcoming problems from ice addiction to incarceration and mental health problems. And the New South Wales Association of Independent Schools is about to announce a grant to gather data to see if the school's model could work nationally. National Education and Parenting reporter Connor Duffy reports from Bathurst in central west New South Wales.
Between me and three other boys in the school, we actually did a complete engine swap on this car.
In the hot sun, Marcus Stevens is putting the final touches on a rebuild of an engine. But the project is about more than a car. It's redemption for a teenager who missed years 8 to 10 and for a time was more familiar with a courtroom than a classroom.
So I was, you know, doing crime, you know, smoking drugs, you know.
What drugs?
Ice. I was doing ice. Just wasn't the way I seen myself going.
And what happened with the police?
Oh, I was arrested. I was detained, you know. Always in and out of court. So I was, you know, this close to, you know, actually getting sent off to jail and just not what I wanted.
Now at 20, Marcus Stevens is finishing high school. He's the first in his family to do so, and Dad Greg and his brothers are watching on.
Family must be so proud of you.
Oh, they are. I can see them all over there cheering at me.
How proud of him are you?
Over the moon. So, you know, I just hope his other brothers do exactly the same.
Skillset Senior College in Bathurst was set up by Craig Randazzo, who could see kids were falling through the cracks. He says more than 90% of graduates are in work or employment.
Really gaining that life-changing gift of education at that point in that young person's life, it does have a massive positive impact.
Transformational.
It really is. It really can be transformational. We see that. We see that every day with the young people that we talk with, that we assist. It is life-changing.
The school's principal, Abby Barrett, is a psychologist, not a teacher. She puts the school's success down to making emotional well-being as important as maths and English.
I think at the heart of it all, if I'm honest, is love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a word that's typically used in school environments, but at the very core of what we do, it's love.
You like that, eh? Ready for the Melbourne Cup.
The Deputy Principal, Mark Whitfield, is a former undercover AFP officer and Australian Army Reserve Captain. He runs an agriculture program. The miniature ponies, sheep, cattle and support dogs are as much about teaching as keeping the kids calm.
Introducing the animals into school is also a bit of a ploy to look at a different way of trying to engage the kids and a different tool for diffusing and creating bonds with something else other than humans. That was unconditional.
The New South Wales Association of Independent Schools is about to announce a $100,000 grant to see if this model could be rolled out nationally. Ellie Dixon is one of the first graduates. She's about to start the final year of her Communications and Theatre Media degree.
When I got to my HSC, God knows how, sorry.
It's okay.
I just couldn't believe it. And then I got the phone call. And I got accepted into uni.
It's one of a number of firsts in her family.
I'm the only person in my whole family to be in uni. It's the one time my parents actually united for once. It was when I got the call that I got into uni. They actually rung each other up and cried of happiness.
Graduating Year 12 may be unremarkable for many of the 500,000 Australian kids finishing high school this year, but at Skillset College, it's a triumph against the odds.
Connor Duffy.